This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in the debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
Another Biden administration crisis comes as leaders figure out how to get thousands of Americans out of Afghanistan as the August 31st deadline approaches, and the Taliban says no to any extension in time. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby denied that the United States has made payments to the Taliban in an effort to allow Americans free movement to the airport in Kabul. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has full federal approval. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration on Monday after being administered for the last 8 months under an emergency use authorization. Health officials say they hope the full approval will encourage more people to get the shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells ABC News that the FDA's approval is a sign of the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
You know, the FDA is the gold standard for the safety and effectiveness of these vaccines. And I think that they have done an extraordinary and thorough job in approving this vaccine. I think this is a very powerful signal in the safety and effectiveness. We do know that about 30% of people who have not yet been vaccinated are saying they've been waiting for this approval. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the impact of this approval, especially on those 30%.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Freedom of speech in America is one of the freedoms we love as it encourages dialogue. An unidentified Iowa woman leaves a foul language voicemail on a congressman's machine claiming the Pledge of Allegiance is a white nationalist oath.
When did we start teaching white nationalism in schools? Because that's exactly what the f*** you're doing. Our children aren't proud to be American. What are we proud of? We're proud of our racist history. We're proud of our racist roots. F*** you and f*** legislation.
Iowa House of Representatives Republican Carter Nordman tells Fox News he's disappointed the woman had a closed mind and did not want to talk about her issue.
My reaction was, you know, disappointed. Obviously, that, in my opinion, is not a productive way to have these kind of conversations. I actually ended up calling her back to discuss this piece of legislation, and she had no interest in discussing it. She told me that she had told me everything she wanted to say in the phone call that she gave me and hung up on me. So that was the disappointing part that we couldn't even have a constructive conversation about the issue. But what I would have told her is, especially over this last week of what's going on in the Middle East and Afghanistan, there are people who are willing to die to come to this country. People would put their lives on the line to trade places with anybody who has so much hatred for the United States. As I said, I watched a group of Afghans clinging to the side of a United States military plane taking off because the flag on the side of that plane was their only beacon of hope.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with the host, the plethora of our archived interviews that we have with great guests like this next one I'm going to have here. Brian Blaze is going to join us in just a moment. He was a special assistant to the president of the White House National Economic Council from 2017 to 2019. He now heads Blaze Policy Strategies, and we're here to talk about this Biden economy. Brian Blaze, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, I want to talk to you particularly about what President Biden signed into effect last month by executive order designed to promote competition throughout the American economy. Tell us about that.
So I looked at the healthcare components of his executive order, and while I have lots of criticism for much of President Biden's healthcare agenda, he had some positive things in the executive order. It was about promoting choice and really competition in healthcare markets. There were four elements. The first was to make hearing aids available over the counter, which is a pretty common sense step. The second was to take on some forces that have led to hospital consolidation. And there, President Biden has endorsed really groundbreaking action of the Trump administration to promote price transparency in healthcare markets so people know price information before they receive healthcare services. The third element was on insurance consolidation. There, I was more critical of his actions because he really, the main problem with insurance market consolidation is Obamacare. Obamacare has led to far fewer choices for individuals that purchase health insurance on their own in what's called the individual health insurance market. And I think failing to recognize that Obamacare is the primary problem there. And it's understandable given that President Biden is a strong supporter of Obamacare, but pretty ironic. And the last element was on drug pricing. And there, President Biden, again, is following through on some of what President Trump has tried to initiate with both increasing generics, which are lower-cost medications, as well as allowing drugs to be imported from Canada.
Mm-hmm. It does remind us of that old axiom, Brian, that good policy makes for good politics, right?
You know, Bill, that's a great axiom, and I agree fully with that. And that's what we tried to do in the Trump administration, was focus on good policy. And when you have good policy, you can build politics around it. unfortunately, sometimes politicians are led by polling, and they mm-hmm. see what the public wants, and then they try to adopt policy to the polling, regardless of whether it's sort of good policy or not.
You know, that's been a frustration of mine forever, Brian. I got to tell you this. I don't know. I mean, you appreciate leadership. Leadership often finds that you're out there on a limb by yourself, but you know that's where you need to take the people. And this is what I appreciated about the 45th president of the United States, was that he led. It was like, okay, I'm gonna tell you this is where we're going and why we need to get there. And this is what leadership does, as opposed to some politicians that rely on polling to make their decisions. Well, that's leading from behind. That's not what we call leading, is it?
It's not. And, you know, President Trump was not afraid of taking on sort of the establishment and the special interests in healthcare. I mean, the price transparency rules were challenged by big hospital systems in court. They're now being challenged by big insurance companies. The hospitals lost in court, so now it's to these big insurance companies. And, you know, those special interests, they don't want Americans to know prices in advance. But President Trump directed his departments to issue rules that would require that price information to be known in advance. And that was one of the major accomplishments of the Trump administration.
Well, this is all part of free market. Free market, you have an open platform in which you can equally compete. And we find that when we honor free markets and the operation thereof, that everybody wins, including the manufacturer producers of said product. For the sake of, I don't know, some kind of faux security or whatever you want to call it, it misserves us. And, you know, it's amazing how those powers go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, some people in healthcare, they try to get rich in two ways that both involve government. The one involves government restricting their competition. And we see that lots of state-level policy, like prohibits healthcare professionals from practicing to the top of their education because certain healthcare professionals serve as competition for other healthcare professionals. And then you also have the problem of government directing so many subsidies in the healthcare industry. I mean, if you combine sort of Medicare and Medicaid, you've got government and Obamacare, you've got government subsidies that are, you know, $1.5 trillion in healthcare every year. And the private sector is responding. They're trying to get that government money. And that is often at the whims of what the bureaucrats think is best for us, rather than allowing consumers and families to choose what's best for them and have the market respond to the consumer preference rather than the bureaucrat's preference.
Well, and that's, to me, it's a countervailing, you know, platform to operate from. You have free market, and then you have these special interests that are, you know, that this dynamic tension between these entities and the fact that we even give them place. But unfortunately, this is what bureaucracy breeds, and it breeds a lot of inefficiency, and we the people, lucky us, we get to pay for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's these great charts that show the prices of goods and services over the last few decades. And for most goods and services, if you think about in the free market economy, like you think of a lot of high screen televisions, electronics, where we do have free market competition, you see one, prices have declined over time generally, while quality has increased. Well, if you look at the areas of the economy where prices have soared, and quality has remained stagnant, you see that's where government is heavily involved. So in healthcare, prices have soared, quality has remained stagnant. In higher education, right, prices have soared, quality has remained stagnant. Wherever we have government directing resources, and they often have these programs that are supposed to make things more affordable, they don't work. They generally significantly increase costs, and they reduce the incentive for the suppliers of those goods and services to provide high-quality products.
Brian, this seems so academic, and for you as a policy expert when it comes to the economy, that this must be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction and just screeching right to your very soul and your nerves when you see this kind of operation.
It's very discouraging, and I'd say the economic policy pursued by the Biden administration with so much government spending, really taking just with small majorities in Congress, just doing sort of unprecedented interference in all parts of the economy. It's very disconcerting, and hopefully the American people can push back against it.
Well, that's going to be my next question when we come back. We got to go to a short break here, Brian Blaze. Appreciate you being here. So that's my next question is, what can we, the people, do in order to fight back and get our government back in our rightful hands?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Thanks, little bit of encouragement, huh? Don't lose hope. Hang in there, all right? We are Americans, not Americans, okay? So, but we do this together, and it's about unity. E pluribus unum, you know, all those things that we learned in school, and I know maybe some of the kids, they go, I didn't learn that in school. Well, that's a whole other discussion, but right now we're taking full advantage of having Brian Blaze with us. He was a special assistant to the president at the White House National Economic Council from 2017 to 2019. He is now head of Blaze Policy Strategies, and, you know, when we have people like Brian, you know, come on the show like this, this isn't about 8-second sound bites. This is what I appreciate about the format here and our independence, is that we can do a little bit deeper dive. And Brian is blessing us as well, because even though sometimes economics can be a little confusing at times and maybe complicated, but I think it's more in the presentation. And Brian is breaking it down quite easily for us so that we have a better understanding and that we can really appreciate, you know, what is going on with the economy. And as he laid out in the first segment here, now it's up to us, Brian. You know, what do we, the people, do so that we get our hands around, you know, what's going on? Because what happens at the federal level, it doesn't just stay at the federal level, because they come to us, and especially the Biden administration keeps coming to us and saying, hey, we want more, 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 you know, and there's no other way to get around it, but except we're going to be taxed more in order to pay for all these for all the spending that is being enacted here.
Well, Bill, it's great to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity. I'd say one thing, and I recognize this is not easy for many people, although with sort of flexibilities to relocate, you can do what my family did. My family was very frustrated with the politics of the Washington, D.C. metro area, and we moved. Relocated in January of this year to the much freer state of Florida, where not only is the weather better, but there's no state income tax in Florida. Exactly. It is just much freer and a better place to live than the Washington, D.C. suburbs were becoming for myself and my family. You know, on a federal level, and there's lots of differences between states, and people can relocate like that, and they are. Like, we know that people are leaving high tax, high regulatory states that really lock down and made it difficult, particularly on young families, and moving to states where it's just more conducive to raise a family. At a federal level,
we made that move 11 years ago to Florida and from California. And of course, we know that according to U-Haul, they're the number one state for one-way exits out of a state is California. You know, in terms of rental of U-Haul, you know, trailers. So, you know, people are making moves. And, of course, we have a lot of people moving now into Florida, as you know, because you've just moved there yourself. A lot of people coming in, you know, from New York that are, you know, coming down. So we used to have seasons, you know, where you could, you know, during the height of season in Florida, there were a lot of people. You knew it. You planned accordingly. This time there's no break. I mean, the traffic is as if we're going to have you know, what they call seasonal visitors, you know, year round now.
Yep. No, we've met several couples that have come from the northeast part of the U.S. over the last year, generally for the same reasons. It's just been unbearable to raise a family, too expensive, too restrictive, and just too much misery.
Welcome to the free state of Florida, Brian.
we've been here since early January, and we love it. Obviously, we want to keep our country as free as possible, too. And sort of the explosion of debt and spending. And really, I mean, so it's for people to get educated on all of this and to realize a couple things. One is that none of this is free. It all is a cost. It's all going to be paid back. And the interest on the debt is going to become one of the biggest, if not the biggest, expenditures from the federal government. We're really just robbing the future of this country. And the second is almost all these programs have an element of moral hazard. And what I mean by that is that the program is maybe well-intentioned, but the way it works in practice often undoes what the intentions are. And you could think about that with the huge bonuses for unemployment. If you pay people a lot of money to be out of work, that creates an incentive for people to be out of work. And we've seen that with, the close to 10 million job openings that businesses can't fill, in part because we're paying people too much not to work.
Exactly. I mean, to me, that's the basic business axiom. People do that which they get rewarded for. And this administration seems totally disconnected from appreciating that. You know, Joe Biden says, oh, no, that doesn't happen. And it went from, no, that doesn't happen, to that better not happen.
And we're already seeing, so some states have reduced the enhanced bonus for being unemployed, and we see those states, people are returning to work.
Exactly. Yeah, go figure, right? An amazing cause and effect kind of deal. Not to mention the fact that, and we've said this, and Brian, the former president, made this real clear, and the depth of his statement was so profound, it really transcends so many areas when he said, be careful, do not let the solution be worse than the disease. And in part, in doing this, in supporting and telling people to stay home, we took them out of the labor market for over a year. Well, the last time I checked, science says that your brain is a muscle. It atrophies. It needs to stay active. And here it is. We gave people a year off vacation, and they're having a hard time coming back, and they're missing a step. I mean, some of the synapses are just not firing at the same level they were a year ago. And I don't think that they're even considering that impact, Brian.
No, and that's one of the bad impacts. And then you've got the other bad impact of we shut schools down. Mm-hmm. And the lower income students were much more disadvantaged by that than upper income areas of the country. Upper income areas of the country were more likely to try to keep the doors open, and they have resources there to continue to educate their kids, even if they're not inside the classroom. And I think you're going to see in lower income parts of the country, that's just going to lead to significant problems down the road from a year or two with virtually no schooling.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt there's a price to be paid. I want to go back a little bit and talk about Obamacare. You mentioned that earlier. And one of the things that, when the Republicans were talking about repeal and replace, which didn't happen, and maybe we're going to live with some sort of form of Obamacare, and I don't, and it's going to, it demands some serious reform if it's going to continue to any benefit for the American people. But one of the things that they talked about that there still seems to be an answer for the question is, when can we go across state lines and negotiate with different insurance companies? Because I think that would be, offer some downward pressure on price of insurance, would it not?
It probably would. What we need to do is we need to get at the worst parts of Obamacare, the parts that standardized health insurance and put minimum requirements on health insurance. Before Obamacare, insurance was regulated at the state level. So you would have some states that had more flexible, permissive regulations so people could really buy plans that best work for them. Now, because of the ACA's sort of stringent one-size-fits-all rules, you have federal standards everywhere. So buying across state lines is harmed by Obamacare. What we did in the Trump administration was try to open up some alternatives to Obamacare for people that were really harmed by the law, who couldn't afford the premiums that had doubled or tripled, the deductibles that had also doubled and tripled. So we opened up some alternatives. One of them was to allow small businesses to join together to offer coverage through association health plans. Get the economies of scale. Unfortunately, Democrats opposed that. 12 state attorney generals sued and blocked that rule from taking effect. Really bad for small businesses and small business workers.
Well, Brian Blaze, again, we thank you for coming on the show and breaking it down for us. And a great insight here. Brian is a former special assistant to the president of the White House National Economic Council from 2017-2019. He's now the head of Blaze Policy Strategies, now based out of Florida. Hey, Brian, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in the debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
Another Biden administration crisis comes as leaders figure out how to get thousands of Americans out of Afghanistan as the August 31st deadline approaches, and the Taliban says no to any extension in time. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby denied that the United States has made payments to the Taliban in an effort to allow Americans free movement to the airport in Kabul. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Well, a competition that showcases amazing athletes competing in unique challenges is something our next guest knows a lot about. Joining us today is Akbar Bajabiamia, and he is the host of American Ninja Warrior. Akbar is partnering with Purina Pro Plan to promote the 24th annual Purina Pro Plan Incredible Dog Challenge. And if you've seen any video of what these dogs do, it is absolutely incredible. And being an NFL veteran, of course, Akbar can appreciate the skill set that these animals are able to do. It's phenomenal. Well, this Incredible Dog Challenge is where some of the top canine athletes from across the country compete against each other. Akbar, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, man, thank you so much for having me. Hey, you know, it's funny because you talked about, you know, watching it and watching the Purina Pro Plan Incredible Dog Challenge. I had the opportunity to actually be there live and in person and witness it. And, of course, you know, with last year happening and, you know, all the stuff and limiting access, I did some of that in my backyard. But to see it live in person, see the dogs, I mean, it's incredible. Most people think of dogs and they go, it's man's best friend, but they forget that these incredible dogs are athletes, and these canine athletes are just outstanding.
Well, the commitment that it takes for, you know, the trainers, for the owners, the dogs themselves and everything like that, boy, I'll tell you, you cannot help. I mean, I've always been a dog person my whole life anyway, so I have a fondness for dogs. But when you see them perform like this, boy, I'll tell you, it really raises the level of affinity and appreciation for them, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. does, and I think it's the variety of different obstacles that they have to take on. For me, you know, being a host for, you know, for American Ninja Warrior for now almost a decade, I've seen some top athletes go through obstacle courses, and to see these dogs include their name in this, it's pretty special to watch. I mean, they go through a variety of obstacles, like, you know, the diving dog, freestyle flying disc, the 30-weave competition, which is really like, it kind of looks like the NFL combine when you see these athletes going in and out, in and out, in and out, which is pretty cool. And then fetch it, I always love it. I think everybody on a basic level understands fetching it. But when you see these dogs running 40 feet off of a deck and going into the water, it's pretty special.
Now, do they have to perform all these events, or are there specialties?
Well, yes, yeah, some of them have their specialties. Some of them can compete in multiple events during the Purina Pro Plan Incredible Dog Challenge. But some of them are just, you know, they have their specialty. I think of one dog that I had a chance to spend some time with, Gidget, who's a surf dog. And Gidget does multiple, has multiple specialties, but the surfing is probably my favorite, to see this little, you know, this little pug just go out and, and surf the water. And I mean, big waves too. And, and handle her own. It's pretty unique.
Of course, Gidget has to be a surf dog, right? I mean, a name like Gidget, you that's your destiny. I love that. Well, obviously, you're familiar with what it takes to be a top competitor. So what makes a great athlete, a great athlete into a champion athlete like these dogs?
Well, I'd probably have to say, you know, when you talk about greatness, it comes down to consistency, being able to be good consistently. And then I think the other part of that has to be nutrition. And nutrition is such an important part as an athlete. And you talk about performance. Well, you are what you eat. And for a lot of these dogs, they are fueled by Purina Pro Plan. And that's a unique distinction, just because, you know, there are a lot of different options out there. But when you talk about putting the right things into your body, and for these dogs, that gives them, you know, a unique advantage or an edge over some of the other dogs who are competing. I also love the fact, too, that when you break down, because I'm kind of a health nut, a health geek, and I get into, you know, for myself, paying attention to the macronutrients that I'm putting into my body. With Purina Pro Plan, you look at the protein to fat ratio that really gives these dogs, you know, the advantage to go out there and put out their best, because it comes down to the training as well. I mean, the trainers who put in the work for these dogs are incredible as well. But, you know, when you talk about duration, longevity, being able to have the endurance to compete, it's not easy what these dogs do. And I think people think dogs can just go forever. No, dogs are no different than human beings. If you don't have the right stuff in your body, you're not going to be able to last in these high competition and high stress environments.
I'll tell you, my son's border collie, he goes forever. He wears us out. You know, I'm just saying, and that's what some of these dogs, the way they perform, and they make it seem so natural and easy. What was your favorite event?
You mentioned the border collie. The border collie, there's a border collie out there named Bim, and Bim, it was just, I mean, high energy, went through the 30 weave up and back. I mean, just looked so incredible. I fell in love with Bim just watching Bim go out and crush the course.
Yeah, our border collie is named Kobe, so that's all you need to know.
Oh,
all right?
Okay, mama mentality.
Yeah. That's it. You got it. What was your favorite event to watch?
Well, for me, I think it was, I mean, it's hard because there's so many cool ones, but I think the diving competition was really special to watch. The surf dog competition really blew my mind, because you think of four-legged dogs, and you don't think of surfers. You don't think of dogs going, you know, catching a wave. You know, I don't live too far from the beach. And when I go out there and I see people surfing, I see how hard it is, at least to me. And to see those dogs go out there and keep their composure with the big waves, that right there was pretty special.
Well, we're talking with Akbar Bajamia-Mia. He's the host of NBC's three-time Emmy-nominated series, American Ninja Warrior, Universal Kids' spin-off show, American Ninja Warrior Jr., as well as NFL Network's highest-rated show, NFL Fantasy Live, an L.A. native, just one of the boys, just like me. Grew up in the Crenshaw District with his mother, father. Both were born and raised in Nigeria, and his six siblings. His first name means great in Arabic, and his last name means big man comes save me. Boy, I'll tell you, that You can have a better name than that, Akbar, let me tell you.
Well, I thank my parents for, giving me a tribal name that tells the story. And that's usually in a lot of the cultural names, they usually tell a story, especially in the Yoruba culture and from Nigeria. And so, yeah, it's a big name. It's a mouthful to say.
It is, and I've been working on it, and hopefully I haven't butchered it.
It's good. I love the intensity and the confidence that you have with it. But yes, absolutely.
But don't tell me I'm close, Akbar. I mean, I want to make sure. Okay. I've been saying this right.
Baja Biamila. You missed the B, but that's it. I mean, yeah, Baja Biamila.
Baja Biamila. Okay. They gave me IAH in the pronunciation, not LAH. If they gave me LAH, I would have had Mila. Okay. Baja Biamila. All right. There it is. You're talking. Look, I didn't make the NFL, but I'm an athlete at heart, been that way. That's our family. We're a family of athletes. So when these things happen, you raise up the competitive spirit. I can't be close. You know, this isn't horseshoes here. You know, we're doing it the right way. We're giving 100% for you, Akbar. Okay. So how can fans see this year's Incredible Dog Challenge?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So for all those who are like big fans and want to see this, you want to go to Purina. You want to watch the Purina Pro Plan Incredible Dog Challenge. Go to proplan.com/incredible, or check your local listings.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, with your background and your experience, San Diego State standout, all 4 years receiving your degree, congratulations in communications and new media studies. This has to be a lot of fun for you. I mean, who would have thunk? Yes, football along the way, but you're living your life and you're living your destiny.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, congratulations, with all the projects. We're looking forward to the show. This is awesome. And then, of course, the American Ninja continues very heartily, right?
Yes, it does. We're on Monday night, every Monday night.
Okay. So, Akbar, to wrap things up, I'm going to give you the last word. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. You want to go to proplan.com/incredible. Or check your local listings to find out when you can watch the Purina Pro Plan Incredible Dog Challenge. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss it. It is action-packed.
That's exciting. I can't wait. Akbar Baja Biamila has been our guest.
Yes.
Akbar, you're awesome, buddy. Take care. All the best.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Bill. You nailed it.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Van Nader, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
America, Bill Martinez here. Yes, we've got Rachel Alexander, yep, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post, and Newsmax as well. Her curriculum vitae just continues to expand. See, this is what happens when you're such a great writer, Rachel, and you're so spot on that everybody wants you.
Oh, you're so kind. Now, if only I could become a millionaire, it would be perfect. But, you know, some things are a little much to hope for.
Well, sometimes it's just around the corner. We just haven't seen it yet. You know, that's all, as the song says. So, hey, look at, you know, hope is eternal here between you and me, our little secret, all right? And we share it with everybody else. Hey, I got to tell you, I am so proud of Arizona. I mean, gosh, you guys are becoming the stronghold for patriotism, holding out for the pursuit of truth with what's going on, just in having, you know, legitimate elections. And now you've got some major conservative groups that are coming together with Arizona legislators to launch a new Arizona voter ID ballot initiative effort. Tell our audience what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, basically what's going on is we are coming up with a very comprehensive voter law, and we've got all these conservative groups, like, I mean, big groups, Heritage Action is joining in.
Wow.
And they're they're going to do, you know, four things, and the major one is when you vote by mail, you have to have voter ID. No more just dropping in any ballot in the mail. They're going to do other things. They're going to prevent ballot harvesting. From now on, you know, you can't, if you show up at the poll to drop off a ballot, you have to have the photo ID on you. So it's going to pretty much ban ballot harvesting. So this is huge, and because there are so many big groups involved, I think it's going to get on the ballot for next year, and I think it's probably going to pass.
Well, you and I talked about this the last time, Rachel. I mean, over 50% of America is responding in a way that they're calling for an audit. I know this disturbs the forces of the left and the ruling elite, but look at the everyday people, of which this country is all about, a government of, for, by, we, the people, we get it. You know, we're seeing this. There's a problem here in River City. The numbers don't add up, and we need an audit to figure out for sure, once and for all. I mean, look, if we had a legitimate election, hey, then declare it, and it should be very simply discerned. We don't have to spend $70 million worth of the people's money like we did in the last 4 years under Donald Trump. But let's do a real, you know, drill down, a serious drill down on this deal. to find out what the problems were. And some common sense is reigning, because a lot that these conservative groups, Heritage and that, and Arizona legislators coming together, it's just basic common sense when it comes to conducting a free and fair election, isn't it?
Right. And the Arizona audit, the way they're doing it, it is making a difference. We've found tens of thousands of odd votes, such as the ones that came in that people never requested, you know, voters that appeared on the registration rolls before the election, and then they just mysteriously disappeared after the election. And that's just the preliminary result of the audit. We haven't even had the full results come in yet. So the fact that we are seeing irregularities this bad on this scale in Arizona, good for Wisconsin and all those other states that are following and doing their own ballot audit.
Exactly. Rachel, what about the, you know, chain of custody issues? Not necessarily the ballots, but, you know, even some of the remote communications. We are online, not online, all the stuff that's going back and forth. And because I'm not sure how much of dominion that Arizona was experiencing, if they had the same problems as some of these other states have had.
Well, Arizona was using the Dominion voting machines in Maricopa County. And so far, I haven't heard a whole lot of discussion about it because, frankly, people are scared of being sued. Look what Dominion is doing to Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani. I mean, they are essentially being destroyed in lawsuits. So nobody dares even talk about it. I'm hoping we're going to find out, though, when the final audit results come out, which I believe is like any day now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, too, Mike Lindell's another, and Mike Lindell welcomed the lawsuit. It's, I mean, Dominion's going big. I mean, over $1 billion for each of the three of them. But, you know, what that does, as Mike Lindell explained, and he probably told you the same thing, is that this opens up discovery. Well, when you have discovery, that means you get to ask questions, and they have to answer these questions. I'm not sure Dominion really wants to be asked critical questions about their procedure, because especially when they went to Congress and lied and said that the machines were not connected to the Internet, and you go, well, what's this remote thingy that you got there? You know, it looks like a way to communicate. You need that remote thingy there in order to connect to the Internet. And you said that they're not internet capable. That's not true. Just
for
starters.
Well, I hope you're right that we're going to find the answers in discovery, because one of my left-wing friends has been sneering at me that Sidney Powell is not going ahead with the discovery, that she's just caving and giving in. So, I mean, unless they've got the backbone to go ahead, but honestly, I mean, I can't completely blame them. Because Dominion is going to destroy them. They have millions and millions of dollars. They've got the weight of the chattering classes behind them. I mean, I know Sidney Powell a little bit personally. I think you know her a little bit too. And she's not a wealthy woman. She can't, you know, take them on forever. So I just pray that, you know, some of them will go ahead with the discovery so we can find out.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, Mike Lindell, his symposium was quite revealing. You know, when you look at it, it's not as complicated. You know, you always find the people who lie the most, they're the ones that tell you it's so complicated. It's so nuanced. I mean, really, you know, it's like, you know, math is math. You know, it's still, I know the government tried to change it and, you know, give us the new math, but at the end of the day, 1 + 1 still equals 2. And the way Mike Lindell and all these experts presented the case, boy, you have to really check in your brains and surrender to buy into the numbers that they're telling us. And then meanwhile, as you say, you know, there's continued discovery in these different states that are finding, you know, forget about just the cemetery vote and, you know, ballot harvesting that went on, you know, ballots that came in that weren't even printed on the same paper that they accepted. And then there's proof that there was double counting and, you know, even more than double counting, you know, of ballots in this. I mean, this was such the cabal. And like I told Mike Lindell, and I said, look at this. If we can find out who orchestrated, somebody made the phone call to tell everybody, shut you know, shut the systems down. Stop counting. We need to get our numbers back in line, because they never expected Donald Trump to get the response that he got. And then they were using 2010 census numbers. And you can see this clearly, Rachel. The algorithms, the pattern is consistent with the 2010 election, you know, the census numbers. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, it's... as good as it was on the surface, it's really not that good. I mean, and it's impossible because of the kind of machinations that they had to do to make up for millions of votes in order to make Joe Biden president of the United States. And I got to say this, with his failure, more and more people are pushing back and going, hey, you know what? Maybe we really do need to do an audit, because, you know, I don't know that this country can handle three more years of Joe Biden, especially on the heels of this debacle in Afghanistan.
And I've been writing extensively about all the evidence that we saw leading up to the election that shows there's no way Biden could have won Maricopa County. I've gone over the numbers, the registered Republicans versus Democrats in Maricopa County, for example, the Rasmussen poll, you know, leading up to the election and afterwards. And look at all the things going on right now with all of our, you know, our governor and our legislature that are showing that Arizona is really a red state. You know, I crunched the numbers when it came to all the other local races in Maricopa County this past election. You know, races where we had an incumbent Democrat Maricopa County recorder, and he lost to a Republican challenger. You know how hard that is to do, to turn for an incumbent. So
exactly.
The evidence does not point to Biden winning in Maricopa. There is no evidence that Biden should have ever won, and I'm not going to stop hammering that, though. You know, because people need to know the truth, and the mainstream media will not point out all that, those other aspects.
Well, this is our democratic republic. If we can't get elections right, then forget it. We might as well become a banana republic and like everybody else. And this is what the Democrats, and they're all collusive in this. You know, you can talk about big tech. You can talk about, you know, corporate America, their involvement. You talk about the Chinese, their tentacles that went into this. And you see the data as it was coming in, as Jovan Pulitzer had presented it. I mean, wow, it's a highway of information that came in millions of technological bytes, informational data that came into this country during the night of the election. I mean, this is a total fraud. I mean, it's just so obvious that this is happening, and this is why this thing will not go away. And I don't care if Fox News insists and they want to sit there and say it's legitimate. Well, keep saying that. I mean, that's fine, but you're going to be rather embarrassed when you finally realize that you can't refute it any longer. It's way too obvious, and for some of us, it's already way too obvious. It's like, okay, what else do we need to, you know, find out? That's what I'm saying. If we can find out who made the call, who was in command of the orchestration of this whole, you know, voter fraud, I think that would go a long way.
And thank goodness for the people like Mike Lindell and the, you know, Senate Republicans here in Arizona who are not backing down. They aren't stopping. And, you know, like you said, we are going to be proven right in the end. The Democrats keep reversing on all kinds of things. You know, we never thought they'd ever come around on how the virus was created in China. And now, look at, I mean, they're even admitting it probably was. It'll happen.
Yeah. The truth is hard to refute. There's no doubt about it. Rachel Alexander, the attorney contributor, Town Hall, WND, Christian Post, and Newsmax, has been our guest. Rachel's always appreciated. God bless. Appreciate your time. Take care.
Thank you.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters I...